Good morning. I am Frank D. It is Sunday, November 25th, 2012. This is Gerwig.net's review of NWO, The Revolution. And I'm going to go through this here segment by segment to let you know what's on the DVD. And by the end of this review, I hope that you will make the decision on whether to purchase it, if you haven't purchased it already, or, you know, if you agree with my commentary or not, let me know. Okay. Segment number one is Stars Align. And what they mean by that pretty much is all three stars coming together. Hall, Nash, Hogan. Next, they talk about free agents. Hall and Nash coming from the WWF to WCW. Outsiders are what they were calling themselves. Bash at the Beach. Hogan drops the leg drop on Randy Savage. Starting the New World Order of Wrestling, brother. Here's the NWO, basically showing all their attacks on WCW talent, their takeover of WCW programming, etc. Element of Reality talks about the chaos that would ensue anytime the NWO was on television. You never knew what was going to happen. You never knew what was real. You never knew what was fake. But you knew it was cool. The Fan Interest is the next segment here, and that talks about how it was cool to be a wrestling fan at this point. It was cool to say, I'm a wrestling fan, put on the NWO black and white t-shirts, go out there and just, you know, instead of slapping hands with your friends, you do that too sweet sign. You click up, is what I call it. So that right there shows you how big this thing got when it was cool, you know, to be out there and wear a black and white t-shirt out in the store. You know, you'd be out, you walk in the street, and you have an NWO t-shirt on, and people thought it was cool. It's not like today, you know, a guy wears a John Cena t-shirt. I'm not taking any shots here, but I'll be damned if I'm going to put on a John Cena shirt, and I'm going to walk out here in the street, because people are going to think two things. They're going to, number one, think that I'm retarded, or number two, I don't have a girlfriend. That's what they're going to think, okay? But that's nothing out there to all you John Cena fans. If you like John Cena, that's cool. You know, hey, whatever floats your boat. Anyways, NWO versus WCW, that talks about how the original plan and goal of the NWO was to take over the WCW, have their own television show, everything. And Kevin Nash says in this segment here, that was probably one of the first big blunders of the group, is that sold out 97 pay-per-view, the very first one. How can you have a pay-per-view with your own referee and you lose matches? Hey. That's WCW for you. Rivalry versus Sting. And this talks about Sting and the NWO leading up to Starrcade 97. And I thought, hey, it's a really good story there. From September of 1996 all the way up to December 97, they told a very good story there with Sting and how he, you know, his evolution into what he was to become. And I thought that, hey, him and Hogan were going to go out there and rock the house. And it was going to be kind of what the moment was when Warrior beat Hogan at WrestleMania 6. And sadly, that's not what happened. Hogan screwed Sting. He screwed WCW. He screwed all the fans by doing that fast count. And when Sting finally beat him, it was like, okay, well, hey, you just lost in the match before. Hogan dropped the leg and 1, 2, 3, and you just lost. So it didn't really mean. Just my opinion. They talk about NWO goes mainstream, and they're talking about how the NWO was on the Cable Ace Awards and how Dennis Rodman was part of the faction, how Karl Malone came to wrestle in WCW. Jay Leno was also on there wrestling. So NWO, hey, they had their deal going on there. They were hot commodity, and a very hot commodity in Hollywood as well. Internal Strife is talked about here, and this is, you know, like I should have mentioned this before I started this. This DVD is done in very, very much kayfabe, so there's really not really a lot of insider stuff going on here. So this Internal Strife here with the Kevin Nash, Hulk Hogan, it's really just, honestly, it's just bull. They don't tell you about what was really going on at the time. It's just, hey, you know what? They say, well, the problems that Hogan and Kevin Nash were having, Kevin Nash forms the Wolfpack, And Wolfpack really gets no love on this set because they looked at the Wolfpack as the beginning of the end of NWO. The moment that they stopped the main goal, which was the hostile takeover of the WCW, and started fighting themselves, and then you started adding people to the group, it watered it down and it killed the momentum. And that is very true, because I can see myself in 1998 watching a lot more WWF Raw is War and not so much WCW Nitro. So that right there is very much true. They talk about the restoration attempt, and that's pretty much NWO Silver and Black 2000, the band is back together. Another failed rehash of the group. The magic was gone. It was, you know, hey, this was a group that was led by Bret Hart, and nothing against Bret Hart, but Bret Hart wasn't NWO. You know, it just didn't have the same feel to it. Didn't have the same look. You could have called that anything. You know, that's the bottom line. They also talk about NWO's return to the WWF, and once again, their return to the WWF was mediocre at best. I remember watching it. I was excited for it, but then actually when the weeks went on after that, it got stale. It was just done. The magic was done. You know, you looked at the NWO and the WCW, and it was chaotic. It was revolutionary, cutting edge. It was vicious. You look at the WWF version, it was pretty much scripted, watered down, generic. The only thing that they had was the music. I mean, they even changed the logo a little bit there, if you really look at it. From the WCW's logo to the WWF's logo, yeah, they changed it a little bit. They tweaked it. So it wasn't the same at all, and it just pretty much Hogan, WrestleMania with The Rock. Once again, Hogan doing what Hogan needed to do for Hogan. Hogamania, brother. He goes out there and has a match with The Rock. Soon after that, he turns babyface. And that was it. That's the whole documentary right there of the NWO. It was pretty much a done deal at that point. But I will say this about NWO. If there hadn't been for the NWO, there would have been no Monday Night War. And there would definitely have been no Attitude Era. Why? Because Vince would have never changed what he was doing. It had to be something for McMahon and WWF at the time to get off their ass and take it to WCW, to get off their ass and go into a whole different direction. And, you know, the NWO was coming about, you know, it started in May, and you saw a little bit change there in the WWF with Austin doing that promo in June at King of the Ring. But it really didn't set off until after Bash at the Beach, and WWF realized that we need to change up here. And that leads me to, you know, the Attitude Era, and I plan on coming up here and reviewing that DVD as well. I purchased this NWO Revolution here, the Blu-ray 2-disc set, simply because they have a Legends of Wrestling roundtable on here that's 90 minutes with Kevin Nash, J.J. Dillon, Jim Ross, Michael Hayes, and Gene Okerlin. You can learn a lot about the NWO from watching that Legends of Wrestling roundtable. So that's the only reason why I purchased the Blu-ray, was just to get that exclusive. Other than that, scale 1 to 10, I give this a 5. WWE just put this together and put it out in time for the holidays is all it is. They're just trying to make money any way they can. And they'll go back to the well again. This is not going to be the last release on NWO. This is going to probably be the first of many to come, because they're going to tell you, hey, let's tell the real story of the NWO. Well, they said that in 2002, and then they came out with this one. So the next one's going to be the real, real, real story. But anyways, I am Frank D. I hope you have enjoyed this review. This is my very first one, so I'm going to get better as time goes on. But hope you've enjoyed it. Stay tuned to Yorick.net for all your pro wrestling news and all your MMA news as well. All right? Take it easy.